here to tell us about the book she has been reading, Jessie Bray-Sharp, and good morning.
Good morning.
You have been reading Summertime, I think, by Sarah Moss.
Yep, Summer Water.
Summer Water, beg your pardon.
That's all right. Yes, I've been reading this one, and I'll just get right into it. So this book is set in the Scottish Highlands, and on one day in the summer holidays at a holiday park, which is, I'd use the word bleak, because it's pouring with rain, and each chapter of the book gives us the perspective of a different person from the different families that are staying in the cabins at the holiday park. So we get the perspective from all the different people in the cabins, but one family we never hear of from them directly, and they are an Eastern European family that we only hear of through the points of view of the other characters. And so with these perspectives, we also have passages that alternate from the points of view of nature and animals around the lake as well. So things in the natural world, like the trees and the lake itself, and different things like a deer and some ants and things, all dealing in the same way as the people are in the book with this huge downpour and what that means for them. So one thing that kind of hangs over the book, it's very much a book for now. It's got shadows of the aftermath of Brexit, but even more so with that sense of the weather being so present in the book, the characters do also talk about climate change quite a lot, the idea that the weather isn't normal, in a sense. And this adds to this sense of foreboding that is building the whole way through the novel. And right from the start, with the first perspective as a woman who's gone for a run because she's got young children, she feels like it's her only time alone. And she is aware that she may have a heart murmur, but she continues to run anyway. And so right from that moment, we know that something is going to happen to somebody in this book, but we don't know who it's going to be. And there are different clues, like or things that we don't know if they're just observations or something more sinister, like a child's shoe left on the shore of the lake, or the teenage boy who is so desperate to escape his family that he goes kayaking in the terrible weather on the lake. And this sense of impending doom, it really reminded me of Sarah Moss's previous novel, Ghost Wall, from 2018, and that tension and also the connection between people and the natural world. So this book, I've heard it referred to as a pandemic novel, and I think that the whole concept of family members being trapped inside with one another is something that will resonate for some people. But I think it's more than just a pandemic novel. It's maybe what a lot of literature is going to be from now on. It's a real novel of now and this anxiety and uncertainty.
Do we have how much plot driving is happening in this, really, or is it more these, as you say, these relationships and experiences, yeah, and tensions and frictions of our,
yeah, it's more
2020-ness.
The one kind of continuation of plot that does happen is the observation of the idea of the other with that one family that they refer to as foreigners, and they have loud parties at night, so various other cabins discuss whether, you know, someone should go and tell them to be quiet, so you wonder what's going to happen there. But other than that, it seems to be it's more carried through the very intricacies of people's own minds, and you really get into different people's experiences in that sense of this one day and the place.
Is it? I'm just trying to get in tone what it is. Is it humorous? Is there a foreboding?
Yeah, huge foreboding. And right. And there is a small level of humour, but I would say that, yeah, it's dark and you're sort of wondering what's going to happen. And yeah, so I would go with foreboding for sure. Yeah.
You can't tell us what happens, of course, but can you recommend it?
Yeah, I do recommend it.
Thank you. Thanks. Summer Waters by Sarah Moss. Do you have the publisher's details and price there? I don't have those.
It's Macmillan. I'm not sure who the New Zealand distributor is.
That's fine. People can Google. Thanks very much. Jessie Bray-Sharpin.